Pray then like this, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
And so we come into that line, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And when we pray this, we are praying God's plan over our lives. And it's just very important to realize that God has a plan for your life, and God has a plan for my life. When we kind of looked at our Father, that sense of relationship, you know, kind of as a dad and as a mom, when your children grow up, you kind of want to plan their path for them. And sometimes they follow that path, and other times they choose to go somewhere else. But God has a plan for you, and God has a plan for me. And it's important that we follow God's plan, because as we follow God's plan, we are instruments of bringing God's kingdom here on earth. We are praying for God's desires over us, and we're putting God in the driving seat of our lives. In doing this, we hopefully reflect more of God's kingdom to the world around us. And at times this might seem like a very difficult thing to do, because there's always the pull of the flesh to what is easy, what makes us happy, what makes us feel good. And by nature, obviously by flesh, we like feeling good. But above our own feelings, we need to seek God's purposes. We need to seek God's kingdom. When Jesus commissioned his disciples, he said, go into all the world and teach the gospel, preach the good news, tell people of my love, because his kingdom is needed in this world. It's needed to overcome the darkness by his light. That very familiar verse in Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And again, sometimes that word prosper is taken to an extreme or taken out of context to kind of mean riches. Prosperity that the Bible talks about is that deep spiritual well-being, that sense of wholeness. You know, the fruit of the Spirit talks about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. And we can prosper to our heart's content in those particular areas. As you've heard me say many times, the only limit that we have on love, joy, peace, and the other fruit of the Spirit is what we put on it ourselves, is the restrictions. God will never restrict how much love we can know. And God doesn't restrict how much joy or peace we can have. We put the barriers there. We mark the ceiling. God wants us to increase in love, in joy, and peace. And as we say, thy kingdom come, that increases within us. But there's always a pinch point. And it's at that pinch point where we need to say, Lord, this is what I want, but what you want is more important. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Sometimes we use that phrase when we don't know how to pray, which is okay, because God understands our hearts, and the Bible tells us that God understands our sighs and our tears. And that's also prayer, as well as words, obviously. Thy will be done. You know, it's easy to say thy will be done when you're on a mount of transfiguration. Do you know, when the glory of God is shining in our lives and everything seems okay, it doesn't take much effort in some ways to say thy will be done. And Jesus went to the mount of transfiguration, but he also went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where there was an agonizing time, where there was a wrestling that was so deep in body, mind, and spirit. And Jesus prayed, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And none of us like pain of any kind, be it emotional or physical. We all recoil from pain. It's a natural thing to do. But in life, we will have pain. Jesus said, in this world, we will have trouble. We will have difficulties. And as our nation and the nations of the world have been facing COVID-19, there has been so much pain. There's been so much heartache. There's been so much distress. And as we wrestle through those difficult situations, where I said the other morning, some Christians have been healed and brought through this virus, and other Christians have died. And through those struggles, we say, God, thy will be done. God's desire is that his love would be shown throughout the world. So as Christians, we have a responsibility to reflect God's love, that the world might recognize and accept his love. And through our kindness, through our patience, through our love, and through our generosity, God's kingdom and God's will be done here on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.